Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome. It is 6:08, time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Welcome. Good morning. There is a lot to talk about, and yes, a lot of it will be dealing with the recent shooting. I am going to do my best to really limit a lot of that, and I'll tell you why. It's like a media frenzy. And what happens with this media frenzy? They make this guy, Robert or Robin Westman, infamous. And haven't we realized by now, let's look at the things, left and right. You know, the left is gun control, and they cry like little
babies.
And you know, on the conservative side, we say, well, if you're going to open fire on somebody, that's a mental illness issue. It's not a gun issue.
Right.
So let's find some common ground, you know. Here's some common ground. Yep. Do we all agree that when you give these things such large amounts of publicity that you end up kind of spurring on somebody else to take action? They do this part of it. They do it for the attention. Why would you write a manifesto? You do that because you want it to be read and shared. Yep. And one of the ways that you can guarantee pretty much a worldwide audience is go and murder some innocent people, and then, you know, leave that manifesto, and that way, you know, you're going to get it widely circulated. You will be widely talked about. You think in your own mind there's some of your own personal heroics involved because you're all twisted up. You don't know. But we do know this, that they want the attention.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something, just because of the timing. Even though they weren't actual shootings, do you think the timing of this comes just because of it being within days of the false you know, reports? Remember,
yeah,
you had the Villanova, then you had another couple of schools over the weekend. Do you think that stirring that thought up,
how people
someone,
react to
somebody
it.
Who's got a mental issue anyway, and you think, oh, well, those weren't even real.
The timing could be related. It may not
just
be.
A thought.
No, it isn't. Well, it's worth talking about because it was odd that we just had two fake fake call-ins or whatever, fake mass shootings, and people reacted to it, and now we have a real shooting. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They could be related because of the time factor, but at the end of the day, we know these people who are some form of derangement, some issues. Anybody who would, you know, kill an innocent human being, I mean, how does that further their cause? What is it? This guy didn't like Trump, he didn't like Jews, but he goes to a Catholic school.
Well,
and shoots
like,
people.
He didn't like God either. I mean, he had attended there, his mom had worked there. So there were connections, which is not unusual. We saw that with one of the was it the Nashville trans student at the shooting at a Christian school had attended there.
Yeah, that's really kind of the more, I don't know, interesting line is, What's with all the trannies killing people?
I know. I mean, if you really look at the and it doesn't get a lot of press sometimes. It
of
seems
course
to
it
now,
doesn't.
But when you look at the list and you can find out how many there were, now they will just say, oh, well, no, it's a bunch of, you know, rednecks with AR-15s. Yeah. We got to get rid of the guns. But, okay, if or they will say, yeah, it's mental illness because they shot someone. Is there mental illness already in related to other parts of their life? And they're already a little screwed up.
Right.
So.
And that's not unfair because most people would admit there's something wrong with you if you could open fire on innocent kids.
Right.
Regardless of the venue. Mm-hmm. Let's do a quick reset. Police responded to a mass shooting at a Catholic school in Minneapolis on Wednesday where they said two children were killed, 17 injured. The suspect shooter of the group of Minneapolis Catholic school students at morning mass on Wednesday identified as Robert or Robin Westman, according to law enforcement, carrying three firearms, rifle, pistol, shotgun. Court records showed Minneapolis juvenile named Robert Westman had their name legally changed to Robin in 2019. FBI Director Kash Patel confirmed that the shooter was born Robert and later identified as Robin. Robin Westman was previously known as Robert Paul Westman, according to court documents filed by a mother named Mary Grace Westman. Minor child identifies as a female, wants her name to reflect that identification, she wrote at the time. The name Mary Grace Westman also appeared on the school's Facebook feed in 2021, identified as the parish secretary ahead of her retirement party. Disturbing videos posted by a person using the name Robin Westman were deleted from YouTube after the shooting, showing handwritten pages of a notebook, weapons with messages printed on them, and commentary from whoever filmed them. Minnesota Police Chief Brian O'Hara confirmed the police were aware of a manifesto the shooter had at the time to be released on YouTube. And so now you see they are not just leaving a manifesto, these shooters. They're putting things out like on YouTube. That way they know it'll be captured and it'll be shared widely.
Right.
So, you know, law enforcement at points may have tried to be kind of prudent with that stuff, not releasing them right away. That way, you know, another future deranged shooter would say, oh, well, you know, they're not getting their manifesto read anyway. So maybe they won't commit these heinous crimes. I mean, who knows? I can tell you this couple takeaways. I was at the gym, and so I could watch on TV, NBC with special coverage, right next to the Fox TV, and it was pretty obvious, a tale of two different networks, mm-hmm. and the way that they went about their business. It was interesting. First of all, you've got the principal of the school, and he comes out. Okay, you're principal of a Catholic school.
Right.
And you're addressing this issue, and obviously he's mad, and he's, you know, gun control, we have to do something. He said something like, oh, an African proverb, pray, but also use your feet, something along those lines. Okay. In other words, take action.
Right. Okay.
But I'm thinking to myself, of all the proverbs in the Holy Bible, mm-hmm. of all of the things that you could address through that work, that everybody attending that church believes is the word of God, here's an African proverb. That just struck me.
That is odd.
Yeah. As odd. And then the NBC reporters going back and forth used the word two tiny angels, talking about the two dead children and using these terms angels and angels over again. These are the same people, and make no mistake about it, that spit on you because you're one of those religious weirdo fanatics to them.
Yeah.
You know, you might as well just pray to a stone, you idiots. And that's how they really feel about us, people of faith. And for them to all of a sudden interject, angels, they're like angels. These people don't believe in angels. Most of them don't believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, they'll use that.
Oh, sure.
To push an agenda and pull at your heartstrings. It's the event itself, obviously sickening and grotesque. But you know what? So is the coverage from the lefty media. These people are something else. They are something else.
Indeed, they are. Good phrasing.
That can't be accurately described within the bounds of the FCC licensing requirements that the station must fulfill.
And Bob likes
on a regular
his job.
Basis. I do.
Yeah.
Until I win that Powerball.
And then he's history.
And I'm out of here. Out of here.
So you didn't win, huh? That's
not
why
yet.
You're here today. Okay.
The answer is not yet, Greg.
Not yet. Oh, not yet.
I didn't play.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm
why.
Really going to play. I'm really going to do it this time.
Uh-huh.
617 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Obviously plenty to talk about more than, but in addition to the shooting. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Six 21. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And never miss a minute of the show. Search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. All right, well, obviously, the shooting in the Catholic school in Minneapolis, where two children were murdered, is going to be your lead and top story in many ways. But here locally, we unfortunately have an anniversary, if you will. The bodies of Tracy Pauls and Manuel Toboda are discovered at the Gatorwood Apartments near the campus of the University of Florida. It was on this day in 1990 that this occurred. And obviously anybody who, well, I don't think you had to live necessarily in Gainesville
to identify with this. I lived in St. Louis, and I remember what headlines it was. And you'd have the live, you know, the footage from Gainesville. And so, yeah,
You had parents mailing their children guns so that they could protect themselves.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Their murders came 2 days after the discovery that three young female students had been killed and mutilated in two separate locations near the campus. The serial killer was known for positioning his victims' bodies in a lewd manner before he left. Authorities determined that all five murders were connected, and the Gainesville student community panicked. While the first murder spawned a massive investigation, including 75 state and federal agents, Florida's governor sent an additional 50 state troopers and investigators to assist after the bodies of Pauls and Tabota were found. University of Florida officials offered all students temporary on-campus housing to those who are afraid for their safety. Nearby Santa Fe Community College at the time allowed its students to return home for 2 weeks with no adverse effect on their grades. In the wake of the crimes, people flooded the sheriff's office to obtain concealed weapons permit applications while stores ran out of mace.
Wow.
Yeah, it was...
I can't imagine what it was like to be here at that time. Really can't.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I was in Florida, you know, at the time. So yes, this was a big deal. The desperation to calm the community led police to arrest Ed Humphrey as a suspect. The students began to return to campus. However, with no real evidence against him, authorities continued their search while keeping Humphrey in jail with a conviction on an unrelated charge. And the case was finally cracked when investigators found an abandoned campsite on the campus with a cassette recorded by the killer admitting to the murders. Wow. Surrounding evidence eventually led police to Danny Rawling, who had been arrested in Ocala for armed robbery. Apparently, Rawling had also killed a family in Shreveport, Louisiana, the previous November. He then shot his own father in the face before moving on to Florida. Rawling was convicted of the murders in April of 94, sentenced to die in the electric chair. Ed Humphrey was released from prison, and his family bitterly denounced the police for their investigation and erroneous conclusions. Rawling was executed in October of 2006. So, interesting that this kind of... you know, timeline, this occurred 1990 in the Gainesville area, and here we are with probably the top story, unfortunately, the shooting in the school in Minneapolis. So,
well, and, you know, we talk about death penalty, you know, from time to time. Is it a deterrent or not? And I think that for a lot of folks where they may believe in it, the timeliness is the problem. I mean, so your timeline here, the crimes occurred in 1990. He's put in prison in what year, and then actually executed in what year?
When you 2006.
So you've got a pretty good time span. Even after they realized he did it and he's been convicted, it was still, what, a few years after convicted before they actually went through
it. I mean, if you're that demented and you're that sick, I don't think that the idea of a death penalty frightens you. In fact,
probably not.
In fact, you're probably not so much afraid of maybe dying. You know what I mean?
Right. That's why, and I forget which case we were talking about here a while back, I've softened a little bit in the immediacy, you know, even if they are guilty of death penalty, because I almost feel like we're letting them off the hook in a sense. You know, it's like, no, you need to suffer for what you did.
There's that, and also it's a lot more expensive to keep somebody on death row, so if you look at it from that perspective, and yeah, it doesn't seem like justice is swift. Mm-hmm. However, I mean, look at if they would have been very, very swift, that Humphrey guy might have ended up being executed. So, no, that's always going to be kind of a debatable issue.
Yeah.
But yeah, just getting them off the street so they can't, you know, murder anyone else.
Right.
I guess that's the priority, I guess. This shooter, transgender gunman, opened fire during a mass in the Minneapolis Catholic school, had a YouTube channel that contained his manifesto and vile anti-Trump messages. A senior Trump administration official confirmed to Breitbart News that the now-deleted YouTube page belonged to the gunman. Video posted by the gunman showed the manifesto and all the gunman's weapons. One of the magazines contained the words, "Kill Donald Trump. Where is your God? And Israel must fall." I saw another thing etched on one of the magazines that said, 6 million is not enough.
Wow. Wow. A lot of issues in this case.
Troubled.
Oh.
Think that was a troubled individual?
Deeply, yeah.
6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. There's other things that we need to get out there and talk about as well, and we will do just that. Coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, good morning. Welcome. Here we are, Thursday, huh? It's really my Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Boston, park the car, head to Fenway Park.
Oh,
go drive around Maine a little bit, hang out with the Bushes, Kenny Bunkport, and then we're going to go to Laconia, New Hampshire, and I know nothing about it other than I know they have a bike fest every year, motorcycle fest.
You're not going to hang out with Barry and Big Mike when you're hanging out with the Bushes?
No, I'm not going to go down to Martha's Vineyard. I don't think we're going to avoid that. It's like either very, very expensive or touristy or both. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm more interested in eating lots of lobster than anything else.
Okay.
But I do want to go to Fenway, not because I'm necessarily a Red Sox fan, but because it's one of those historic parks.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, anyway, Greg will be hanging around, though.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to torture you with the best ofs. So
there you go.
At least not for now. Not that we're aware of.
Not till the holidays.
Wow. Are you thinking ahead already, huh?
Hey, how far away is Christmas?
Oh, gosh.
I know.
You're right.
It's.
Can't go by the weather, that's for sure.
Oh, that's true. We had that little bit of a break yesterday, though, and especially yesterday morning, where it was like 72 instead of 79.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
And the humidity was down. That was actually pretty nice for a moment.
Oh, yeah, where I'm heading, it's going to be, you know, 70s during the day, 50s at night.
The struggle is real, Bob.
Rub it in. That's what I do.
We'll see it on the Book of Faces, no doubt.
Hey, we know that you're busy. Maybe you're taking a vacation, too, but that doesn't mean you have to miss the Bob Rose Show, because podcast, you know, you've got every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Hey, kudos, Senator Rick Scott.
Yeah, what's he up to?
He's given a healthy portion of his Senate salary and donating it to the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, along with his wife, Mrs. Ann Scott.
Nice.
They announced this donation, and it teaches millions of people each year about the dangers of unchecked anti-Semitism and hatred and the ongoing relevance of the Holocaust. Senator Scott has donated his Senate salary since taking office in 2019. He said, Ann and I are proud to support the Holocaust Memorial Museum. Years ago, Ann and I brought our daughters to the Auschwitz Memorial and Museum in Poland because it was so important for us that they learned about the Holocaust and understood the horrors that occurred. It's so important that every generation understand the atrocities of the Holocaust, and the museum does an incredible job of, you know, teaching those lessons to millions of people every year.
I think that's a really good point, because face it, because of indoctrination, especially in a lot of our universities around the country, you've got a generation that don't necessarily even believe it happened. Which is just unfathomable to us, obviously.
Yes, you do have deniers. And, I mean, look, this news relates to the shooting that took place yesterday at the Annunciation Church in Minneapolis. And the trans person was anti-Semitic, had all kinds of ramblings, things written on the gun, on the magazine and stuff. Yeah, so that anti-Semitism, in my lifetime, I've never seen it as bad as I see it now. Mm-hmm. You know, you grew up going, yeah, you don't go there.
Right.
You don't go there. But yet now, maybe because they're not teaching people history in a very effective way or in a very honest way. I don't know. Hey, heads up, got a problem here. So, you know, all the time and energy that the networks will spend covering this shooting, which is precisely what the shooter wants. So, you know, and I'm guilty of falling into that trap as well to some extent, although I will definitely minimize it. Because that's what they want, and yet they still want to give it wall-to-wall coverage. All the networks do it, including Fox, and they need to get together and have an agreement and say, you know what, we're not going to do that anymore. We're not going to give it any media attention other than, you know, one line. Yeah, there was a shooting today, and the person believed to be responsible for it turned the gun on themselves. End of story. End of story. And that's not, some people go, well, you know, there's victims there and they need to express or whatever, you need to show it. No, you don't. It doesn't change the outcome. Look, let's break it down real basic here. Let's get past this whole thing of talking about shootings. Mm-hmm. What is the solution? Let's go from here. What does the left want? They go, hearts and prayers and all that. That's not enough. We've heard that before. It's not enough. That's just not enough. Look, these kids were praying when they got shot. So clearly that's not enough. What do you want? What do you want? Give us a list of what you want that you think will truly be effective in stopping this kind of thing from occurring again. Well, what is it?
The left want the guns just to disappear. Now, they will call them assault weapons to go after the AR-15 style now, but we know they've gone up after, you know, Saturday night specials, handguns, revolvers. That's just their target for now before the next one comes along.
You're not going to ever be able to disarm all of America, even if you had, you know, the nastiest of dictators that was anti-gun. It's just not going to happen. It is enshrined in our Constitution, the right to bear arms. It's just not going to go away. It's part of the culture. And it's foolhardy to think that it will. So what do you really want? What will make a difference? You know, they sometimes they won't say it, but they were all alluding to it. It's you know, this gun control thing.
Yep.
Yeah, and exactly, explain to me exactly how that will stop somebody from murdering innocent people.
Right.
It's not. You put all the laws you want on the books. Murder's already against the law.
Look around the world where they don't have AR-15s. Do people not die?
Are they not murdered?
Exactly.
Yes, they are all the time by all different means. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show, and that'll lead me into this, something deadlier than fentanyl. You need to know about it. I'll talk about it next. Coming up on the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy's here, 97.3 The Sky. Yeah, the whole talk about shootings, sorry, I'm easily bored. I don't mean to be disrespectful about the subject matter, but I think it's stupid really spending any real time on it. Number one, that's what the shooter wants. Number two, it never does any good. What exactly do you hope? That somehow in a free and open society, you can keep every person safe all the time from nutbags? It's what it boils down to. This guy, gal, whatever, is a nutbag.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a mental illness issue.
Yep.
So, yeah, we need to, and people calling for red flag laws, they already have them there in Minneapolis, in Minnesota.
But an assault weapons ban, Bob, that would solve all of our problems.
Yeah, and then people would, you know, ne'er-do-wells would kill people with other kinds of guns, and then when you supposedly got rid of all of those, then there's knives. I mean, a knife is a big thing, like in London.
Oh, big time.
You can't carry around a knife. That's like a big, big deal.
And there literally have been what they like to call mass attacks with knives, killing multiple people, sometimes more than we've had in, air quotes, mass shootings in America.
When nutbags are hell-bent on hurting innocent people, it is hard to prevent that and to stop that, and it always will be difficult. But one of the things we can do is don't give them what they want,
right?
Which is more attention. They want you to read their stupid manifesto, which they think makes a difference. We just know it just shows how crazy kooky they are. But you know, when like in this last one, hates Trump. Well,
there's a shocker.
Yeah, of course. Right. Of course there's going to be a segment of the population that hates Trump, because if they're only paying to a segment of where they get their information and news from, they're told he's evil, he's bad, he's Hitler. They feel like, yeah, man, I hate Hitler. I'm doing it. Well, even though he's anti-Semitic too, the shooter.
Yeah, which
that is an odd.
This is a whole
such
weird,
an odd combination.
Yeah, this is a weird twist all around on this one.
But you know, did the media spend a lot of time on the fentanyl overdoses or poisonings?
Not really at all.
I mean, you had a stadium, basically would amount to a stadium full of people dying from fentanyl poisoning every year. The number one cause of death in America for 3.5 years between the ages of 18 and 49 was from fentanyl.
Yeah, but Bob, come on. If you admit there's a fentanyl problem, you might have to admit there was a problem at the border.
Absolutely.
So we have to ignore that so that we can ignore that.
See, media, lefty media and agenda, shootings bad, get rid of guns.
Right.
Fentanyl deaths. Yeah, not good, but moving right along now.
Well, what about human trafficking? Anything there really?
Well, of course, the open borders was, you know, huge for that. You know, smuggling people, smuggling weapons, smuggling drugs, and I don't know, what else were they smuggling? Dirty bombs?
We don't even know
yet. We just don't know.
No.
Yeah, what else is there?
Because they came from everywhere.
But here's a recent story. The U.S. is behind the curve on fighting a deadly new synthetic narcotic.
That's all we need.
That's, believe it or not, dramatically more lethal than fentanyl and resistant to Narcan.
Oh, man. Now we're talking bad.
This is coming from the DEA. Just as authorities in U.S. and Canada increase efforts to tackle the scourge of fentanyl, the drug manufacturers who are motivated by greed shifted to start producing nitazenes, N-I-T-A-Z-E-N-E-S, nitazenes, I believe is how you say it. I don't know for sure, honestly. An even deadlier poison. The Trump administration's hit China and Mexico with sanctions, tariffs to force these foreign governments to act against illicit drug producers responsible for the poisoning of thousands of Americans each year. Additionally, with President Trump's efforts to close the southern border, the feds have seen a significant drop in the flow of illicit fentanyl into the U.S. But the Chinese pharma companies and cartels have already moved to introduce a new and stronger drug that many authorities are just now learning about. Yep. And they said, we're behind the curve on this thing, and we need to get into a place where we're able to issue controls, or China issues more controls on the precursor chemicals that go into these. They'll just change the analog, and it'll go to another precursor chemical. China's already done that. These nitazenes are produced in China, often with the help of Mexican cartels that finish the product and move it north across the border. The potent narcotic can be up to 43 times stronger than fentanyl.
Oh, my goodness.
Depending on the formula.
Wow.
And these drugs aren't included in routine drug tests or toxicology screenings, so it makes it tougher to detect. And once people, maybe with addictions and other issues, find that out, they might actually seek that drug out because they wouldn't test positive, maybe, for a drug screen. But it doesn't matter if you pass the drug screening if you're dead.
Yeah.
All right, we got to lighten things up. It can only take so much. My antidepressive's wearing off. 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.